Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Scoots out. I'm in. Dave Cohen, glad to be with you here on this hump day as we make our way over the hump and get closer to the weekend. Unfortunately, it's going to be a little more rain handed our way for Thursday and Friday, but a weak cool front for the weekend, and I will take a weak cool front over no cool front at all, and hopefully we have a nice weekend, and anything that does, if there anything that does develop in the tropics, looks like it may get shoved over towards Florida. We'll keep an eye on that for you. Still too early to know for sure. So I was planning the show today, and I was going through all my notes, and yesterday the governor went to LSU, and he wasn't there to talk about football or the Tiger mascot or anything like that, but he's so excited about this idea that apparently he just really started cheerleading for it once again. We heard this from him a few weeks ago, and now Governor Jeff Landry again is taking to the airwaves and social media and everywhere he can to try and convince LSU to once again have a live Tiger at football games. Here, listen to this.
When he first mentioned bringing a tiger into the stadium, the governor received pushback from some veterinarians and animal rights groups. But Landry says,
I'm going to tell you that tigers that live in sanctuaries live a lot longer than the tigers that live out in the wild.
After Mike the Sixth died in 2016, LSU agreed it would not take the new tiger, Mike the Seventh, into the stadium on game days. Landry says a live tiger in the stadium would showcase LSU's great academic and athletic work.
And I think that many people in the state of Louisiana will appreciate.
Landry made his desire known again Tuesday to mixed reaction on LSU's campus. I'm Colleen Crane.
Colleen Crane, thank you from our WWL Baton Rouge Bureau. We appreciate your coverage. Jeff Dorson is the executive director of the Louisiana Humane Society. Jeff, when you hear the governor so enthusiastically cheerleading for bringing a live tiger back to game day at Tiger Stadium, what do you think?
Well, we have a very capable, smart governor. There's no doubt about it. I just kind of wish he would use his considerable intellect and skills to help raise the standard of living and quality of life in Louisiana. Dave, you and I both know Louisiana is rarely at the top of any metric when it comes to quality of life issues. And I don't think trying to push having a live tiger at Death Valley Stadium is going to really raise our standard of living or quality of life. It kind of hurts my heart to think that here we are taking a threatened slash endangered species, almost extinct. There's only 6,000 left in the wild, and put them in an uncomfortable situation. Let's take a look at what Mike is experiencing. Tigers are kind of solitary. They live in wild, in the wild on savannas, rainforests, and here we are putting them in an unnatural, artificial small enclosure on campus, and then we're going to take them out and take them to a stadium full of 100,000 or more yelling, screaming, enthusiastic fans. If I were Mike, I'd probably prefer not.
What do you say when the governor, and by the way, we invited the governor to join us today, and they said, unfortunately, his schedule wouldn't allow him to be on the program today, but we did invite him. He did say that tigers in captivity live longer than tigers in the wild, seemingly defending Mike being in that very large habitat for a tiger in captivity, but clearly not as large as being out in the wild.
So the question is, do they live longer? Well, probably, but it's kind of an artificial life. You know, we feed him, we take care of him, and he doesn't get to, it's unnatural. He's no longer kind of a tiger in the wild. He's kind of like an amusement piece that you get to go and look at an exhibit. So I have concerns about, the governor's going to do and say what he wants to. I just have a different opinion on it that, can we leave them alone? Can we appreciate them without dragging them into a noisy stadium? And don't we have enough to amuse us with? Take a look at our entertainment. Already we have a contest that we are looking forward to. We're tailgating. There's a band. There's halftime. There's cheerleaders. There's all sorts of stuff that will add to our amusement. How is it a shy, reserved tiger going to increase our amusement anymore? I think we can do enough.
And I do understand in the past how they would take the tiger and put it next to the visiting team when they came out and use it as a point of intimidation. You know, here's this tiger growling at them with these big teeth and huge claws and all that. But that was a different era. And we're really seeing what LSU called an evolution in the exotic animal world, mm-hmm. if you will. And
that's right.
Ringling Brothers famously got rid of their live tigers and all of their mm-hmm. live animals. There are still some circuses that have them. Let me ask you, you seem to be not in favor of any animals in captivity. Do you have a problem with zoos keeping tigers and things like that for educational purposes?
No, there's a bigger purpose. They're keeping the species alive because, you know, poaching and habitat loss is decreasing their numbers drastically. With tigers, I think we're down to like 7 or 8% of their natural habitat intact. So sanctuaries and zoos now do help propagate the species. So I'm in favor of that. I would prefer them to be as large as possible, as natural as possible, and learn from it rather than just be amused by it, because they're wonderful creatures and we should respect how, you know, they want to live naturally. And I have a counter offer to our wonderful governor. We'll pay for a video of a tiger lining, roaring, that they can show on their big screen TVs during the game. Or I think they have a guy in a tiger mascot. If they want another uniform, we'll buy that. Or we'll even send a large stuffed toy tiger that you can take selfies with. So I think there's different ways you can accomplish the same thing. People want to have fun and be amused, but not the expense of what happens to Mike the Tiger.
Yeah, well, they have the bronze tigers both outside Mike's habitat and outside the stadium. And have you been to Mike's habitat at LSU? It seems to me, anyway, compared to what I've seen at most zoos, pretty palatial.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. No, I have not. But look, I'm glad, because I think the vet school wants that, and they're demanding that, you know, we pay attention to how he's treated. And I believe there's a pushback from their specialists, and we should remember that that's what they know best, how to take care of wild species. We use their wildlife rehab center all the time at LSU, so we have a lot of respect for them and their opinion. And maybe this time we should just leave it alone. Let him stay in his nice sanctuary.
Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate your chiming in as the governor again, Governor Jeff Landry, is pushing for a live tiger to once again be at home games at Tiger Stadium for LSU. Jeff, have a great afternoon.
Thanks, Dave.
We appreciate your joining us here on WWL. What do you think? Do you agree with the governor? Do you agree with the Humane Society? Do you think there should be a live tiger at the football games at LSU? I remember with Mike the Six that they gave the tiger the option. They would back the trailer up to his habitat on game day. If he wanted to get in, he could, and they'd take him over to the stadium. They'd parade him through the crowd, bring him into the stadium. The cheerleaders would sit on top of his rolling cage, and the crowd would cheer for him as he'd make a lap around the stadium inside his cage, and they'd park it next to the visiting team's tunnel where they came out, so he would, pardon me, add an intimidation factor as the visitors came out. But with Mike the Seventh, the LSU vet school made the decision they weren't going to do that anymore. The governor wants to reverse that. He made it clear yesterday, though, he doesn't necessarily want this Mike the Tiger to be paraded around the stadium or to be brought to the stadium, but he wants a live tiger there. So I guess he's advocating for LSU to get another live tiger. What do you think? Your calls and texts at 504-260-1870. Coming up next on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line here on WWL.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.